Turn your Bible to two places tonight. 2 Corinthians for the first place. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. And then we'll be going to Galatians, which is right the next book to the right. Once you find 2 Corinthians, that's after 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 9. Then you go one more book to the right, and Galatians, you'll find chapter 6. And read two verses or three over there. And give you a couple things tonight. We got a few more folks, about three more folks to baptize tonight. We baptized three this morning. Amen. And so that's good. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, and we'll read verse number 6. Look at verse number 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And then verse 8 says, "But and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Now, look at Galatians chapter 6. Let me show you this. Galatians chapter 6. In Galatians chapter 6, in verse number 7, it says this, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for what you have already done for us tonight in this service. We sure do thank you. You've been good to us. And Lord, we pray that you would bless the service tonight. Help it. We want you to be in it. And Lord, we pray that you'd do that tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, in 2 Corinthians, it talks about giving. And we're not talking about giving tonight, so y'all take a deep breath. Don't worry about that. But it does talk about giving. It says, if you sow sparingly, you shall reap also sparingly. So if you give sparingly, you're going to reap that same way. And if you sow bountifully, you shall reap bountifully. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians talks about giving. Galatians talks about living. 2 Corinthians talks about giving. Galatians talks about living. Now, whether you're giving or whether you're living, here is a principle in the Bible of sowing and reaping. Whatever you put in the ground, you are going to reap sometime or another later on in your life. God references the law of sowing and reaping. We have farmers here. How many of you got a garden? Or you're planning on having a garden. And you got one. You're planning on have one. And you get that in your mind. You put tomatoes in the ground. And you put the peas in the ground. You put the tomatoes in the ground. And all of those kinds of things you put in the ground. And one of these days you will reap what you have sown in the ground. Well, in the spiritual realm, it works the same way. Whatever you reap, if you reap to your flesh, if you feed your flesh what he likes, and if you live on Jerry Springer, if you live on soap operas, if you live on all of that thing and your mind is engulfed in that thing, you're going to reap what you have sown in your mind. let it be known. This is true whether you believe it or not. You are going to have a messed up life if you sow to your flesh corruption. And it's a law of sowing and reaping. Real simple. Real simple thought, sowing and reaping. What you put in the ground, you're going to get back. And so there's some things I want to point out to you and show you for the next hour and a half. I'm just kidding. If you're visiting with it, I'm just kidding. So don't, you know, no need to call the ambulance. 2 Corinthians talks about giving. Galatians talks about living, giving and living. And whether you're giving, whether you're living, sowing and reaping takes effect. If you give to this church, and this is, and I believe this, I really do. I believe it's a responsibility of those that are members here. And that's what I believe. Visitors, if you give, that's fine, whatever you do. And I say that. Sometimes people cringe. They say, "Oh, you ought not say that." Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's a responsibility. We shouldn't expect the people now. We should expect our folks to take care of the church here. And we shouldn't depend upon people on the outside or all of those kinds of things. Take care of what goes on in here. It's our church folks. And if you're giving, and I don't, y'all know I don't preach on giving. Maybe once a year, if that. And y'all give, most of you do. And thank the Lord for you. And whatever you do, that's between you and the Lord. And you'll have to deal with that, because whatever you put in the ground, you're going to get back. So, and if you do it sparingly. And let me I just feel led to say some things about giving for a minute. If you spend more on dog food than you do on missions or giving to the church, you got the thing backward. You might want to get rid of the dog and start giving more of the church. Nothing wrong with having a dog, but if you spend more on dog food than you do giving to the church, you might want to swap roles there. Because I sure don't want to reap any dog food. I'd rather reap the things of God than I had dog food. Anyway, here are some laws that you might want to write down. And some of it, and this is real simple, nothing that hard in the Bible. But number one, you reap what you sow. Ain't that simple? Galatians 6, verse, God is not mocked. Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You put corn in the ground, what are y'all going to get back? You put beans in the ground, what are you going to get back? You put tomatoes in the ground, what are you going to get back? If you put gossip in the ground, what are you going to get back? Hallelujah. If you put backbiting in the ground, what are you going to get back? If they talk behind your back, if you talk behind somebody's back, guess what? They're going to talk behind yours. And if you're tired of them talking behind your back, you stop talking behind theirs, and you'll stop reaping what you're sowing. Real simple. What you reap, what you sow. Whatever it is. If you sow that kind of stuff, if you sow corruption, if you sow bad seed, if you sow the gossip, if you sow corn or wheat or beans or tomatoes or whatever you put in the ground, that's what you're going to get back. You're not going to put corn in the ground and get tomatoes back. You're not going to put gossip in the ground and get blessings back. Whatever you put in the ground, boy, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm the only one in the building. Some of you are like, you've already started. This preacher's done went to meddling now. Well, hallelujah. Amen. So, number one, you reap what you sow. Number two, you reap later than you sow. You say, boy, and have you ever done this and you done something bad and you say, well, I think I got away with that one. Ain't nothing bad happened to me. Listen, you can ask JC back there and some of these guys, you don't plant corn in the ground today and a big old stalk is up there tomorrow. Uh-uh. It comes later. So, just mark her down. You're going to reap what you sow. Number two, you will reap later than what you sow. It's not going to happen tomorrow, maybe by the next week, maybe by the next month, but it's going to come up, and it'll catch you by surprise, and whatever you put in, it'll be later on down the road, and boy, there you go. You're like, ah. You'll reap what you sow. You'll reap later than what you sow. Because you say, how do you get that? Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Due season. So it has to be the due season. Now, number one, you reap what you sow. Number two, you reap later than what you sow. Number three, you reap more than you sow. This is easy. You reap more. You put one kernel of corn in the ground and you get a whole stalk of several ears. Everybody with me? One fella did this. I didn't take time to do this. I read it somewhere and I just hope the fella's right. But he said he put one kernel of corn in the ground just to do this test. And when he got back, and he peeled all of them kernels of corn off of them ears, and he got 1,100 kernels off of one piece of corn. He got 1,100 kernels of corn off of one piece of corn he put in the ground. Young people, listen to me. Write her down. Remember it. You put corn in the ground, when it comes back to get you, it's going to be 1,100 times worse. Is that not, listen, have I thrown the Bible out and got the Sears Roebuck catalog out? We're in the Bible. So you reap what you sow. You reap later than you sow. You reap more than you sow. He said, Brother Jerry, how you know you're going to reap more? Well, Hosea, don't turn it because it'll take us 30 minutes to find Hosea. And I don't have 30 minutes to spare, so Hosea, write her down, look it up when you get home, Hosea chapter number 8, verse number 7, it says, for they have sown the wind, and they reap the whirlwind. You sow the wind, you get the whirlwind back. Amen. So when you gossip, then they going to gossip more about you than you did about them. Man, Lord, do I have the right message? This is Bible truth right here. You reap more than what you sow. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you say, well, I wish they'd quit talking about me. Well, quit talking about them. They wouldn't talk about you so bad if you didn't talk about them so bad. Amen. And they talk about you worse than what you... You put it in the ground. You can't expect nothing but for it to come up later on. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, right. Now, you know why I saved this for a Sunday night. Because we had about 353, whatever it was, this morning. And I'm telling you, whoo. We would run half of them off. Now, you reap what you sow. You reap later than you sow. You reap more than you sow. Number four, you reap according to how you sow. Over there in 2 Corinthians, it tells us, if you sow sparingly, you shall reap sparingly. So you reap according to how you sow. You will, if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. If you sow a few seeds, you'll get a whole lot less than if you sowed more seed. Is everybody with me? You'll get more out of your crop if you will till it, water it, trim it up, hoe the grass out. If you don't want to return, a big return, then let the grass grow up in it. Don't water it. Don't fertilize. Don't till it. Only come a little bit. Only come some. Don't really work at it. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. Just come haphazardly, just in and out, you know, in and out, whatever, and just when you're here, you just, you know, wish you wasn't here, and then you're just really not putting much in it. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. If you neglect the church and don't put much work in it, then that's what you're going to get back. Well, the church just ain't, I ain't getting nothing out of them. How much you putting in? Well, that church not helping my family. Spiritually, I ain't getting nothing. What are you putting in? Are you getting into service? Are you coming? Are you faithful? Are you involved? Are you, every time the door's open, you trying to find something to do, and you're really planting, and you're really hoeing in the grass, and you trying to get all the trims and the limbs and the whatever out of your garden, and you're really working at it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen, Brother Jeremy. If you put just a little bit in, you're going to get a little bit out. If you put a whole lot in, you're going to get a whole lot out. Amen. Well, hallelujah. You reap what you sow. You reap later than what you sow. You reap more than you sow. And you reap according to how you sow. Now, verse 5. You reap where you sow. Now, if I got a garden in my backyard, it wouldn't be right me to go in my garden in my backyard, I plant corn, and then go down across town to get my corn. You go to where you're putting in at. If you put into your family, you're going to get out your family. If you put into the church, you're going to get out. Where? You don't put in somewhere else and then come down to church to reap it. Amen. Young people, what you put in at school, you're going to reap at school. Where you put in at work, you're going to reap at work. Listen, you know, hey, taking that little extra 20-minute break when you wasn't supposed to, that's going to come back and get you. When it comes time for promotion time, that's going to come back and get you. It'll come back where you sold it at. You done it at work, oh, they'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're too far in this thing to turn around and do something else. You need to put in your family. You need to put in the church. You need to put in the school system. You need to put work in your work. Hey, where you sold it, that's where you're going to get it back. If you sow to your flesh and you're sitting around on that TV screen and you just sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing, you're going to reap all that stuff. Listen, folks, there's something about it. There's something about a kid sitting in front of that television and he's playing them stupid video games, shooting all his cops and all of this. They're shooting cops, and they got these little video games where you hide behind, and it sounds like, oh, preacher, that's innocent. Well, it's real innocent until it becomes reality. And then it's played out at the school, because at school they think they're still in a video game world. And they start shooting up everything, and there's no reset button when you bring it into reality. There's no get another life. There's no, oh, I got 3 lives left. It'll ruin your life if you sow into that stuff. You sow into that whatever you like to watch. And Lord, I got shows I like, different ones to get interested in and things of that nature. And I'm telling you, you sow too much of that stuff, you're going to reap that stuff. Amen. You say, preacher, that ain't true. Well, look, okay, let me bring her down right here. And I've shared this with you before, and I got several other things to say. I just feel like saying some things right here. Used to. Andy Griffin, you watch Andy Griffin. Man, you never saw a bedroom scene in Andy Griffith. You didn't ever see that. And that's back when you didn't have all this teen pregnancy going on. Back, I Love Lucy. Y'all remember I Love Lucy? Look, they were married. Them people were married. But they show a bedroom scene, they got two twin beds in there. Black and white TV. I know some of you may not, you know. I know a lot of you remember that. Some of you young people probably don't remember black and white TV. But even the lost world had sense enough to know. There's some stuff you don't want to plant. Okay? Now, what's going on? Well, my goodness. I mean, you ain't tough and you ain't number one at school and you ain't popular unless you've been in every bed in town. Now, what is America doing? We're reaping what America sowed 50 years ago. Today, we're reaping a crop that we sowed 50 years ago. 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And now we're reaping the whirlwind. Oh, yeah. Back 50 years ago, they didn't see the whirlwind coming. Young people, they didn't see it coming. And we're paying for it today. Well, hallelujah about that. Where was it? All right. Now, you reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow. You reap later than you sow. You reap according to how you sow. You reap where you sowed it. Let me say this. You say, preacher, if you stop now, it's like if anybody's wanting to know, it is like 17 minutes till 7. Man, if we stop now, man, we could be at the Dairy Queen by 7. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But if I stop now, every one of us in here is beat to a pulp. Listen, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. But how many of us in here ain't guilty of sowing something bad? If I stop now, Brother Jerry, if I stop now, every one of us, including the preacher, we're in trouble if I stop now. Man, if I stop now, some of you is like, oh, please stop now, hurry, stop now. If I stop now, we're all men most miserable because all of us have sown bad seed, all of us have lied, all of us have cheated, all of us have lusted, all of us have lived our lives and what we should not do and all of those things, and we've paid for some of that stuff, and if I stop now, we're all in trouble. But thank the Lord. There's another verse in the Bible. You're going to have to find Hosea now, because the verse is in Hosea. So take 30 minutes. Find Hosea toward the end of the Old Testament. Listen, you don't want to stop now. Lord, if you stop now, every one of us are going to have to beat ourselves over the head with the Bible all the way home and all the way back Wednesday night. Hosea, chapter number 10. Y'all get your shouting shoes on. Get them on. Tie your laces up. Get ready to run. I feel like running right now. I'm going to give one of these kids a $5 bill. Tell them, take a lap for me. Hosea 10. Y'all find it. Is everybody there? Say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse 12. I'm just going to read the first part. Look at verse 12. Hosea 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in what? Reap in what? Now wait, that doesn't match. That doesn't match what we've been teaching all night long. We said if you put corn in the ground, you're going to reap corn. Well, now, Hosea says, you put in righteousness, you get something different back, you get mercy.
Amen.
So it seems like if the Bible it should be right, and it is, but it should, if you sow righteousness, you ought to get back righteousness. Well, hang on. Everybody in this room right now, let's hold that verse, hold that verse. Everybody in this room right now is doing two things in your life. Right now, yesterday, today, tomorrow, next week, right now, whenever, last week, every day you live, everybody in this room, including me, are doing two things. You're putting something in the ground, at the same time, taking out. But you're not taking out what you're putting in the ground. You're taking out of the ground what you put in long time ago. So you're doing two things. You're planting in the ground today, and you're pulling up something you put in the ground a year ago. So you're doing two things. Putting in the ground today, you sowed today in the field. You sowed something in the field today. And you pulled something out of the ground today. Hosea says, sow in righteousness, you reap mercy.
Amen.
All right, let's say all back here. Son, I've been doing some stuff. Y'all say, what? Ain't none of your business. I'm doing some stuff. Okay? Been doing some stuff. But then about long right here, I start sowing in righteousness. I start being faithful. I start getting right with God. I start putting air in the ground. I start putting righteousness. I start reading my Bible. I start being faithful. I start witnessing to everybody I see. I start putting in the ground, and I put righteousness in the ground, and God says, y'all ready? Y'all ready? God says, you put righteousness, start putting righteousness, I'll give you mercy out of the ground for what you did back here. Somebody ought to be glad about that. Somebody in the room ought to be glad that you ain't getting everything you put in the ground 6 years ago. Because you've been putting in mercy, and you get on this altar, you say, oh Lord, keep that off of me. Keep that off of me. You put in the ground, and you've been in this church, you've been faithful, you've been reading your Bible, and I'm telling you what, you've gotten right with God. God says, I tell you what, you have sown in righteousness, so I'm going to let you reap mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is God holding back. Do we not deserve the corn stalk we put in the ground 6 years ago? We deserve it. But God says, I'm going to hold that off, and that crop ain't going to yield too much. I'm going to give you mercy. And that crop, it ain't going to yield like it would if you were still sowing unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Some of you ain't got it yet. By 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to make your bed out of a trampoline, and you're going to be jumping up and down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It'll come to you about 2 o'clock in the morning. That train will come by, and you'll say, whoop, whoo, hallelujah. I'll give you, for instance, now Tracy likes to garden and different things. She does that. And sometimes, even last year, Steve's not here tonight. No, I'm not big, but last year, we've been trying this in years past, and Steve will do a garden back here and try to help some of our widows and different ones, and he'll care them a thing of tomatoes or care a thing of green beans, whatever, and try to help them along, you know. They love that. But last year, son, it got flooded back there about two different times, and the grass just started. And so finally just Steve threw his hands up and said, if the grass wants it, let them have it. Well, I'm telling you, and guess what? What came out was a whole lot less. What came out of that garden was a whole lot less than what it could have been if he had hold it and if watered it, fertilized. You start tonight, young people. Start tonight. Get at this altar. Say, I'm going to start sowing in righteousness. Sowing in righteousness. You know what happened? God's going to let that unrighteous the garden, gonna let the grass get it. Let me get over here. He gonna let the grass get that oven. And you might get a corn or two, but it ain't gonna amount to much. Why? Because that's mercy. That's mercy. Hallelujah. Well, hang on. Go back to 2 Corinthians and we're done. 2 Corinthians and we're done. Not only do I get mercy, I'm going to tell you all this. The Bible says, share your faults one with another. And I'm going to tell you all about Brother Jerry's faults. He got pulled over. Brother Jerry, you were speeding, wasn't you?
Yes, sir.
You put in the ground speeding.
Yes, sir.
You should have reaped a ticket.
Yes, sir.
But she gave you what?
Mercy.
Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. And if Miss Patsy's watching tonight, that's true. How many times that happened? You deserved it. You deserved it. They pull up to your window. They didn't even ask. You say, I done it. Whatever you said I was going, I was probably going it. I deserve the ticket. Go and give it. Reap. Let me reap the ticket. And just like God, sometimes they'll say, well, we're not going to operate under law right now. The law says you ought to get a ticket. The law says you ought to reap. You was just doing five over, but the ticket's going to cost you 205 over. That's the law. But whoever the officer is, they say, well, tell you what, you're on your way to church, you're trying to pick up these bus kids, I tell you what, slow her down a little bit, we'll give you a little mercy.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. I wouldn't either. But look here. I'm done. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. We didn't read it. Well, we did read it. You say, preacher, man, I'm in trouble. Preacher, you know everything I've done. Man, I've done a bunch of stuff. I got a bunch of seed in the ground. That's bad seed. Preacher, I'm in trouble. Well, hang on. 2 Corinthians 9, verse number 8. First four words. Now, there's more people than three people in here. First four words. What is he able to do? To make all abound. That means double up. Toward who? Toward me? Hallelujah. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Say, preacher, all sufficiency. What does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. Y'all ever had your bag of Doritos? Bag of Doritos. And you're eating that bag of Doritos, and you're sitting there watching the game or whatever you're watching, and you're sitting there, and the bag is empty. And you are full. You couldn't eat another Dorito if you wanted to. Yeah, I mean, you're just full. And you look out of your recliner into the kitchen, and there's two more bags of Doritos. Nathan shouted on that. Say, preacher, what does that mean? That means when you get full and you eating that bag of grace and you just so full of grace, you just can't take any more grace. You look in the kitchen, there's two more truckloads of grace. There's two more truckloads sitting there waiting on you. When you get tired, when you need some more, you just go in the kitchen, get you two more truckloads. Why? Because God is able. Ain't that something? With all sufficiency. You say, preacher, man, I'm telling you, I've done some bad sowing in my life. Say, preacher, what I do? Start sowing in righteousness.
Amen.
You'll reap in mercy.
Amen.
Aren't you glad for mercy?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole big crop of bad stuff coming your way, and God just says, well, let me push that off of you.
Amen.
Wave at me, David. Wave at me. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm feeling Pentecostal tonight. I don't know what it is. I just feel a little Pentecostal. Can't help it. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this. You sow righteousness. God says, I'll let you reap mercy over what you sowed 6 months ago, a year ago, 6 years ago, 10 ago, whatever it was. Amen. Oh, that's good. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for what you showed us in the Bible. If it didn't do anybody any good, it did me some good. Lord, I sure thank you. I don't know who we was preaching to tonight. Don't know who we was trying to help. I was trying to help somebody. Lord, I pray. Lord, you'd help us decide tonight. We're going to sow righteousness tonight. We're sowing righteousness tonight so we can reap a little mercy. I pray that you'd do that for us tonight, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Won't you stand to your feet? Won't you start coming? Who needs to come pray? Who needs to come get a little mercy? Somebody come get a little mercy. He'll give it to you. A little grace, all sufficiency. Maybe you need another bag. Another truckload of grace. Maybe you need it. He sure has helped us. Giving us grace when we didn't deserve it. Give us mercy when we deserved everything we was entitled to get. God, give us mercy. Give us grace. Hallelujah. Mark's going to play. You come. Say, preacher, you just preach to save people. Well, mostly. Mostly to save people, but if you're in the room, you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you can do that. You need to. You don't have to come down here to do it. It's good if you do. There ought to be a time and place in your life where you've trusted Christ as your Savior. Things are not going to change till you do. You can try, you can go to every doctor in town and take everything they give you, and you can do right, try all that. And when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, not going to get any better till you turn it all over to Jesus Christ. Let Him take it. Trust and obey. No other way to be happy. No other way to be happy but to trust and obey. People are still praying. Be patient with us. People take all the time they need.